With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire told the Salem Radio Network this week there's a reason that Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking time to make sure she succeeds if she brings charges against government officials accused of engaging in lawfare against President Trump.
This is a Department of Justice that wants to make sure when they bring charges that they are able to convict those who have committed crimes against the United States.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune told the Salem Radio Network his caucus has worked hard to reach a compromise when it comes to funding the government, only to be derailed by rhetoric from the Democrats.
It took a lot of work. We spent a lot of time, you know, sitting down and having conversations and making the arguments. But in the end, I think people concluded we've got to fix this. And what the Democrats have done is broken it beyond repair.
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and his caucus have further dug in their heels on their position in the week that Congress has been away from Washington. They appear ready to deny the needed votes to avert a partial government shutdown by the end of the month. Majority Leader Thune told the Salem Radio Network that the strategy is bound to backfire on the Democrats, in his opinion. Sinclair Broadcasting on Friday said it's returning Jimmy Kimmel Live to its ABC stations, ending its preemption of the late-night show over remarks the host had made regarding the Charlie Kirk killing.
Sinclair said in a Friday statement the show will air on its ABC affiliates tonight. The statement read, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming." It was pressure from station owners Sinclair and Nexstar that initially forced Disney to take Kimmel's show off the air. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new study concludes that women who have abortions are often not happy about that decision afterward. Here's Michael Harrington.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to voters. This is SRN News. New census data refutes a claim that America is systemically racist. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. Private investment firms that are helping finance America's artificial intelligence race and the big build-out of energy-hungry data centers are getting interested in the local utilities that deliver electricity to regular customers as well, and the servers that power AI. Billions of dollars from such firms could be going into some communities. More details at SRNnews.com.